Hello again. We're still in the fields today. I don't know if you can see behind me, but there's a bit of smoke. And I've been told that the machine is clogged up, bringing in the harvest here. And it's been bunged up with chaff, and the chaff has gone on fire. And that's where all this smoke is coming from. And as I looked at that, I thought of a verse in Scripture, Matthew's Gospel and chapter 3. And we have here in verse number 11 the words of John the Baptist. He says, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." That's what Jesus Christ does in the life of a willing believer. He can baptize us with the Holy Ghost and baptize us with fire and with power to serve the Savior. And then it says in verse 12, "Whose fan is in his hand, and he will freely purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." You know, the chaff is worthless. Whenever the harvest is brought in and the harvest is winnowed and the wheat is separated from the chaff, the wheat is brought into the garner, into the great storehouse. But the chaff is burned up with unquenchable fire. And the application, friend, is so, so solemn. The wheat and the tares grow up together. And there's going to come a day of great separation. And as the Lord separates the wheat from the tares get burned up, but the wheat's brought into the garner. And so it is with our service. That which is of value will remain for all eternity. But that which is chaff, that which is wood and hay and stubble, it's going to be burned up. Are you laboring today for treasures of worth? Or are you like this chaff back here that's worthless, just problematic, maybe even in the church? And you're gathering speed for hell? Maybe you're a Christian and you're not laboring for treasures of worth. You're just living for that which is chaff. And at the last day, whenever your works are tried and tested as by fire, it's all going to be burned up. And it's all going to go up in smoke. What a solemn lesson this is for us today. What are you living for? Who are you living for? Are you a Christian today? Are you really saved? Will you be brought into the great garner in heaven? Brought into the kingdom of heaven forever? Or will you be separated like the tares and burned up? Or Christian, what about your works? What about your labours? What about your service? Are you labouring for treasures of worth? I emphasise the point because it's a solemn one. Let's labour for that which is lasting. Let's not stand before our Saviour empty-handed and see all that we have lived for just burned up as being worthless. Don't be like the chaff, but labour for the meat that endureth. Gold and silver and precious stones. Think about those words. And just at the end of this devotional, why not spend a little bit of time in the Word of God before the throne of grace, assessing where you are spiritually. And may our lives count for God at the last day. Whenever Jesus Christ comes to reward His servants, will we hear those words, "Well done"? Because He will not say, "Well done," if we have not done well. Let's forget about the chaff, the worthless things of this world, and let's give ourselves to labouring for Christ and for His kingdom. His name, His will, His kingdom, His glory. Think about these things. See you next time.